Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, amen. In the collect of the day, we prayed that the Almighty God, our merciful Father in Christ Jesus, who has awakened from death the shepherd of his sheep, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, would grant us his Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow him where he leads. Jesus calls us each by name. How does he do that? Do you awaken in the middle of the night and hear a still, soft, small voice? Bonnie, Bonnie, David, David, Phil, Phil, Peggy. I would imagine that doesn't happen to you. It's never happened to me. And yet, the scripture today for this sermon from St. John says that the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Now, when did Jesus call you by name? For Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. We say part of the 23rd Psalm. We sing hymns based upon the 23rd Psalm. And we read from the Gospel according to St. John, where Jesus says of himself, I am the Good Shepherd, the shepherd par excellence. I lay down my life for my sheep. I know my sheep. They follow me. Where did Jesus call you by name? Well, for many of you, it was in your baptism. Even as a tiny infant, you were brought to be baptized, and the pastor who functions in the church in the stead and by the command of Jesus Christ ask your parents, your sponsors, how is this child named? And they answered, Fred, Ulrika. And then the pastor, speaking in the stead and by the command of Jesus Christ, said, Fred, Ulrika, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the triune God, the one true God, the God who has acted mercifully in Christ Jesus to redeem a dying world from sin and hell and condemnation, the God who has acted mercifully in Christ Jesus to call you out of this perishing world and into his new creation, into his sheepfold, into his flock, into the Holy Christian Church. Each of you baptized into Christ wear the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Each of you baptized into Christ have been washed in his precious blood. You have been forgiven all of your sins, for Christ has taken the sins of the world away. But I say to you, do not let your baptism be in vain. Do not let Christ and his saving work on your behalf be in vain. You have returned, Peter says, as straying sheep to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. You were dead in trespass and sins. You were estranged from God by a mind hostile to God, hostile to his commandments, hostile to his will and his ways. Again, you were born an enemy of God. And yet God has acted mercifully in Christ Jesus to redeem you. God has acted mercifully in Christ Jesus to bear all of your sins away. God has acted mercifully in Christ Jesus to call you out of this perishing world into the flock redeemed by Jesus Christ, who is your good shepherd. In the small called articles that make up the Lutheran Book of Concord, Martin Luther says that a 7-year-old child knows what the church is. It is the holy sheep who hear their shepherd's voice. You, the redeemed, you, the baptized, if you are a sheep redeemed by Jesus Christ, hear his voice as it speaks to you in his word, as it speaks to you in the gospel. His voice that brings comfort to you when you are troubled by your sins. His voice that admonishes you when you take his grace for granted. His voice that corrects you when you stray away. His voice that beckons you back when you have wandered astray. His welcoming voice, his forgiving voice, his life-giving voice. You see, he cares for you. He died for you. He was raised again for you. And he leads you through this world with all of its perils, all of its challenges to faith, all of the opposition that you face as a child of God from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Christ leads you securely, and you follow him. For you know his voice. How do you know the voice of your good shepherd? Again, it's not because in the wee hours of the morning he says, "Steve, Terry, Victoria." You know his voice through the word. You know his voice because you are familiar with God's word. You know his voice because you participate in the hearing and the speaking of that word every Sunday, every time the church gathers, as we pray the liturgy to God, as we sing the liturgy and the hymns, as we make confession of our faith. This is the only way you can hear your good shepherd's voice, through the word. Don't listen to a voice speaking in your ear in the middle of the night. Don't listen to a voice speaking in your heart. Look to the word. Look to the external word as it is preached to you. Look to the external word as you read and study that word. Look to the external word, just as you do not look in your own heart for a Savior, but you look for a Savior who came down from heaven and became man and offered himself up on the cross for the sins of the world, for your sins. A Savior who is present for you this very day, in this very service, and not just today, but every Sunday, every Lord's Day. And why is he here? Because you need to hear his voice. Because otherwise, you would certainly go astray. I'm not making grandiose claims for myself as anyone special when I say this. Because I am no one special. I am a sinner redeemed by God's grace. But as a called and ordained servant of the word, you hear your shepherd's voice in the sermons I preach, in the Bible classes I lead. That's the role of a pastor. He has been called and ordained to speak Jesus' word, to be Jesus' voice to the flock over which Jesus has appointed him. Otherwise, why would I be up here preaching? What would be the point of my standing in this pulpit? Here's the point. It's Jesus. Here's why I am called: to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Here is my office: to preach and teach and comfort with the word of Christ, to correct lovingly when correction is needed, but constantly, constantly to point you to Jesus, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold, the Shepherd of your souls." And as you hear the word, as you become more familiar with it, you will recognize those who are thieves and robbers. You will recognize those who come not to bring life, but because they teach and preach falsely, they come to steal and to kill and destroy. And there are those out there who do that. Even though they do it in the name of Christ, they are thieves and robbers. But I point you to Jesus. I don't point you to myself. I point you to the one who came that you may have life and may have it abundantly, the very life of God, eternal life, life in God's new creation, life as one redeemed by Christ Jesus. And that life is sustained by the word of Christ, your shepherd. That life is sustained as you live out daily your vocations as one baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection. That life is sustained as you come to the sacrament of the altar, because there your good shepherd gives you his very body, his very blood. And it is his voice that you hear when the words are spoken to you. "Take, eat, Lewis. This is Christ's body given to you, for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink, Annie. This is the true blood of Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Those aren't men's words. Those are Jesus' words, taken from his words of institution. They are gospel words. They are the words of your shepherd who knows you by name and who leads you and whom you follow. No, you don't see a ghostly figure of Jesus around the corner, over the horizon behind the tree. But what you do have are the stars lighting your pathway to heaven. Christ's word, your baptism, the sacrament of the altar, the hymns of the church, the liturgy of the church, the life of the church, which is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus does not lie to you. No, truly, truly, he says to you, "If anyone tries to enter the sheepfold, that is the church, by another way than the door, which is Christ Jesus, he is a thief and a robber. But if anyone enters by the door and points others to the door, which is Christ, that one is a shepherd of the sheep, or an under-shepherd of the sheep." So my job as your pastor is to say, Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's to constantly direct you to Jesus and Jesus alone for your salvation and the assurance thereof. I'm not going to be here forever. Someone will follow me. And your responsibility as sheep of your shepherd, who know your shepherd's voice, is to see that the next under-shepherd who occupies this pulpit does the same thing that by the grace of God I have attempted to do for nearly 13 years, direct you to Jesus, to speak to you the words of your good shepherd Jesus, to comfort you with the gospel, to correct when you go astray, but above all, to assure you of that welcome your Savior Jesus extends to you each Sunday in the divine service, in His Word, in the sacrament of Holy Communion, in the absolution spoken to you. What is the Christian church? It is sheep redeemed by Christ who hear the voice of their shepherd Jesus. And that's what you have the opportunity to do each Sunday. It's an important hearing. It's the hearing by which you are led by your Savior, your Shepherd, to life eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.